Cooper.
Cooper?
Yep. Thanks, guys, for giving me the opportunity to speak with you tonight. This is Luke. I'm Clint. We are managing members of McGraw Hooper Properties. We specialize in multifamily rentals, also home restoration, single-family and multifamily as well. I am actually, I'm here from Filono, and I am Vicki Buffo's neighbor. I live right behind her, so I was speaking with her about the lot at 105 East Daggy. It's currently owned by the village, and I had her bring up at the village board meeting a few weeks ago if it was available for purchase, and we'd like to make an offer to purchase that property to put a multifamily building on this lot. We're not sure if it's zoned for multifamily or not. We know there's a few duplexes in the area, and so basically what we're trying to do is figure out if we have the opportunity to do that. This is our first proposal. This is a for the lot. Can't see it here. So upon looking at that, I guess we would need approval to build this. Once we get approval to build this, then we would make our offer to the village for the lot itself. The second proposal, which we have, is to split the lot in half, have two addresses, one face north, one face south. To make this plan and these proposals beneficial to us, we would have to go multifamily. We're not interested in doing single family. We know the lot has been sitting there for a while, so that's our two proposals. I'm not really sure what steps to take further to see if we can make these multifamily, if we could split the lot or make the entire lot multifamily. So
Do you ever think about doing back to back and having an address off one of the back streets and an address off the front street?
We thought about that.
One of the complaints the residents have on this is traffic. They're worried about traffic, and they're worried about it's actually a truck route, so I mean they're gonna have traffic regardless.
Okay.
But one of the complaints I've gotten was there's too many. It's gonna cause too many cars, and it's gonna be too much traffic. So it was just an idea. I was like, well, you could have. If you're going to split the lot anyway, why don't you split it front to back, cut right down the middle, and then one would come in the back way. Do you do duplexes that way or not?
Yeah, some can be zoned.
But I don't know.
We're definitely up to suggestions.
That's kind of like what they're doing here, isn't it?
Yeah.
I guess you already have it on here.
Okay,
sorry.
So we are on the same page. I apologize.
Yeah, okay. I was like looking at this one, and I'm like, I was thinking this.
So one duplex unit will face south. Which would be a Broadway address, and then the other one faced north, which would be the Daggy address. So
that would be the two duplexes?
Correct. And if we did the fourplex, it would face west.
Is that a question for Mark? Because, I mean, since the village owns it, wouldn't the village have to request all to...
So it is zoned R1, which is single family.
It's the village's property. Mm-hmm. I mean, they would have to make the request, wouldn't they?
The current owner would have to make the request for the zoning change. So if they, are wanting to change it to multifamily.
Right.
So that would be a good mark.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So you'd have to request that from you guys.
You'd have to have, I believe it was written in this time, to have written permission from the current owner because of the one situation over that we had where they were trying to get a variance done and the current owner didn't know anything about it. So, but I'm sure that the village board.
Well, we know. The village board knows now.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yep.
Village variance.
All right. Fantastic.
And then there's a whole process. We'll have to email or have to mail.
Yeah, anybody within 250 feet will get a notice.
Okay.
And there's about a 15 to 20 day wait after that notice goes out from the attorney's office, and then we hold a special hearing about it. And go from there, we hear what the public has to say. village board, then they vote on it to whether or not to change the zoning or not.
Fantastic, thank you so much.
Welcome. So it is right around a 3 week to a month process.
Okay.
Once you get started, so.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You guys have a card?
Do you have a card with you?
No, it's in the trunk.
Scan them and they just put them in the files or. Any other public comments? The prior minutes were Rena and Brandy and Dozier are gonna be getting together this week and talking about the prior minutes from the last meeting. So we're not gonna approve those tonight. Alright. I wanna change it around just a little bit, have Mike Budsky from MSA talk first, cause he's gotta get out of here and go to a meeting in Philo. Where we're at with the plan for downtown.
Sure, so thanks for letting me speak, I'm just gonna kinda jump up here a little bit. But basically, kinda one of the first steps, you know, after the, you guys had kinda wanted us to push it to the board approved it. So then really one of our first steps is we wanna get some goal setting through the committee here, then the board, and then truly through some public engagement or surveys. But being the first step, you guys kinda started this ball going, we wanted to run through some questions and answers and just kinda see what are you wanting in the downtown or the Route 45 corridor, or what are you wanting us to look at? So let me pass out just a few questions. Apologize, I didn't know some people would be virtual. But we'll try to relay those to the people on the phone. You guys can have some of these questions and get back to me, we don't have to answer them all tonight. But I'll try to run through these, cause I know you guys got a lot of other stuff. I do have some maps you guys can either hold on to or we can scribble on.
Josie, can you hear him? You're muted, Josie.
Okay, so I'm gonna move up here just so I'm closer to the microphone. And I'm gonna point to some of these maps, but yet there are the larger maps that I printed out. So again, we were hired to look at both the downtown area and then the Route 45 corridor. And the Planning and Zoning Committee had wanted, you know, I think the first thought was, how do we get more aesthetics, tourism, economics, just a sense of pride, sense of place, you know, just add to what Toronto already has. It's wide open from there. But if we're talking about the downtown area, and I know this is not zoomed in, but basically the traditional downtown area, you know, we're generally on the edge of that. As some of these questions go, even though I had said a few of those, what are some of the goals maybe the committee is looking for to improving the downtown area? And then we'll do the same thing for the Route 45. But, and I put on here examples. A lot of people are looking for aesthetic, economic, tourism, sense of place, sense of pride, maybe event space downtown. What sort of goals are you trying to get out of this, or maybe us to look at, or what do you want to see in the future in your downtown area?
Just some place where people can congregate. They can maybe be some farmer market we're talking about. There
okay.
Maybe not a studio, but a concert, something that's still
yeah,
going.
That's
still going.
The kind of the stage park amphitheater.
Yeah. Maybe even a new town hall or something like that, or you can keep that one. I'm not saying tear down the town hall, but it just I. You know, if we're gonna go, I'd go big. You know, I mean,
you've got some other community, you know, fire department, police department in here. You know,
yeah.
If you had them all in the area, maybe it would kind of cornerstone the
yeah,
downtown
just
area.
Some place where some people in Toronto could
kind of look like, you know, little shops, you know, little
okay.
Retail shops,
restaurants,
retail, maybe even some residential. So we're talking about that a little bit during some of that. So.
And I think I'm on an island on this one, but. You don't make a whole separate map of it, but I got stuck in my head that one way around the whole thing. I just think it would, if we free up a whole lane.
Kind of like a square of that.
Yes, I was thinking that. I know some people probably wouldn't like it, and I don't even know who does like it besides me, but it just seemed like we, if you cut it down to one lane, even a wide lane, I mean, you, how much more space would you get, you know, if you wanted to build something or something? But
right.
I just me thinking outside the box. I mean,
okay.
Some towns do that. I mean, you can do however you want to with traffic patterns, and you're right.
Yeah.
It plays into parking, streetscape area. So sometimes towns want a little bit more of that sidewalk streetscape area.
Exactly.
So then you gotta kind of compromise.
You could add to it. It seemed like you could, yeah, beautify. I mean,
okay. So possibly looking at the overall space and maybe traffic patterns with respect to how many lanes, how much parking, and how much extra
streetscape. It's a small town. Nobody probably wants to change, but boy, I know. Seem like you wouldn't disrupt that much, you know. Maybe if you come off 45, you have to turn, you know, if you turn right and maybe go down one way or the other way, then maybe in front of the giving place, maybe you still keep that two way. I don't know. But, I mean, it just seems like you could wipe a whole lane out and put head in parking in those in that lane or something. I don't know. Instead of having a parking area in the downtown area.
And that, you know, while we're on that, that was kind of a question later on. I mean, how do people feel about the parking right now in the downtown area? It's just a varied, some are parallel, some are angled, some's a lot.
We have the parking lot as well.
And I don't think it's used a lot.
There's the library and the bar, and most of them down that one anyway.
Do you hear anyone, you know, people who are trying to park there and go to businesses and whatnot, do you have complaints or people saying, oh, I'm going to walk too far, or there's not enough parking? Do you hear any of that, or is it just from what you guys see? Not enough.
There's not enough.
Okay. So then when I think I have a pretty good idea of what I would call kind of the downtown area, but if you want us to look at an area, you know, kind of help me figure out what blocks you're looking at. I mean, obviously there's the traditional downtown, but maybe how would you want to kind of draw it into other.
I think he had talked about even behind the library, beautifying that, you know, getting something like train approval or something, or railroads, or
land lease,
and doing some kind of park, a dog park, or skateboard, or something. You were
dog park, and even a cyclocross course for kids.
Something.
And
that area sitting out there doing nothing. I mean,
point
yeah.
to
your
back
and
fix
the
library's park.
No, Jamie, show him what.
Over here,
yeah,
behind
the
library.
Just a whole lot of area out there.
So across the are there tracks?
Yes.
Okay. Are the tracks kind of a barrier or challenge for people getting
not
back
anymore.
Forward?
They
yeah.
took the tracks out. They
okay.
took the railroad spur out.
Okay.
And so
part
it's
part of it.
Yeah.
We used to ride our bikes and motorcycles and four wheelers back there all the time when we were younger.
That's illegal. No, you didn't.
So maybe park, dog
before
park, going
yeah.
open space.
Yeah.
Just a nice green space.
Yeah,
okay.
Cycle cross is like a dirt track for bicycles,
yeah,
stuff
right.
like that. You could put both back there.
Yes.
What about Bourne Street that you're kind of heading north to the fire department? Would you ever see bringing that in? I mean, let's say the downtown had a certain look and there's some improvements. Would you ever see that going north a little bit and kind of drawing everything together? Or would you kind of more compartmentalize it into the true downtown blocks?
On the lodges right now.
What is it, that phone building across the bank? Remember that little, you
know. Anyone on the phone, on the call, have anything? Just we'll keep stopping and asking just to make sure we don't kind of roll right over the people on the call. Any thoughts or goals or anything that we've asked so far? Okay. If. Up to the fire station.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nate, are you trying to talk? I saw your thing.
Yeah, there's a fire station.
Okay.
So then when we talk about doing improvements downtown, there's obviously the public right away, and then there's the private, the businesses and the lots that are there. So if we're talking public, what would you see as improvements? And again, I put some examples, the actual road, some of the utilities underneath, the streetscape sidewalk, ADA ramps, all of the above.
Drainage is that.
Drainage?
Okay.
Danny, what about on your side there in the middle? Drainage wise or any kind of infrastructure improvements?
No problem there.
Okay. Now back behind the library, there's drainage issues. They've kind of been fighting with for a long time.
Okay.
There's a problem at the Cobra.
What's that?
There's a problem at the Cobra.
Yeah. So right under, by the loose code.
It's parking lot.
It's drainage.
Okay.
Looks almost all the time.
Hey, Danny, didn't Allie have, didn't behind Jack's have a problem for a while, or is that?
He used to in that alley, but I don't know if it's still a problem.
Those sidewalks down there, they do need a lot of help, especially right out there in front of Jack's. That's kind of all stair stepped up over the years.
What about, and it kind of played off the question we had earlier, are in general, are you thinking, and a lot of towns when they're doing downtown, they're wanting to get more sidewalk, more width out of it. So obviously you have to compromise somewhere, but are you thinking that the width?
If you go to the one-way concept, then that's not a problem.
Yeah, you could absolutely get a lot more in there. But would that be general, or would you say that people would probably favor in this room getting more width and more, say, streetscape? You know, some towns have more, say, walking pavers and benches and big bump outs at the intersections. Is that what the feel you think you're looking for?
I mean, like trees and flowers?
Yeah,
or, okay.
Landscaping.
I think if you build some of that too with farmers markets type stuff in mind.
Yeah.
To set up those, you know, 10x12 pop ups on those expanded walkways, that would be good.
Okay. Any other thoughts on that on the call or other people?
Wouldn't take away from parking because that space you're taking up is the second driving lane. The parking wouldn't be unaffected.
Would you ever see parking kind of as a flexible space where it's parking during normal days, but maybe that event space, farmers market, during those events? Potentially? Essentially what's going on now.
Yeah. Okay. With COVID, they have a couple tents out there to park the road.
Yeah.
And there's 30 people outside.
Okay. Okay, so I hear a little of everything on the public right away. But would you, you're thinking of kind of an aesthetic feel to it. It's all a matching new surface. Some towns are doing colored sidewalks, pavers, aesthetic benches, light poles, and again, this is just a plan, so it's not like we're going out and completely building it tomorrow, but is that the feel, or maybe a historic feel, or just kind of that small town, improved downtown feel that you probably see in some places, you know, around here, obviously, you know, Arthur, Monticello, some of those places kind of have that feel when you're downtown.
What's easier to maintain over time, pavers or concrete?
Probably the same concrete. Pavers kind of move.
You stamp concrete.
Yeah, so a lot of times people are going to actually a tinted stamped concrete that kind of has the same feel and look, but maybe not all the pavers that just tend to get all over. But there's no question pavers have a nice texture and look, and a lot of people like them, but that's up to what you guys want.
And I don't think we've talked about it before, but are we thinking about incorporating the road behind the library too? I mean, if we get to a park or something over there, is that road?
What are
the
road?
So,
Great Western.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
Great
think
Western.
It's a nice road, but it's right
part
of Great Western.
Yeah.
I think if we're gonna, if we talk. talk about doing a one-way loop, that could be part of it.
Okay, and that would be a good spot along the railroad to be able to park back there.
Yeah, you have a lot of parking back there too.
Yeah, yeah.
When you guys, but since it's come up a bunch, when you guys talk about the one-way loop, where are you going around that Great Western and then back Holden Street? Or when you guys say one-way loop, what do you envision that?
Well, people wouldn't like it, but yeah, you could almost cut out Main Street.
Well, that's where I was.
You're not going to, but I'm just, if you use that loop, I never thought of that. How much space would that gain there?
Main as part of the loop.
I mean, I guess we're probably talking Main Street part.
Yeah.
No, Main.
Yeah, I don't think people would like that.
That might be a disturbance to change Main up.
No, but Western would be easy to do.
And that south part of, you know, that southern part, Great Western, what, I mean, you would want to incorporate the same right-of-way type improvements down there that, say, the other blocks were having? Or that obviously changes to more.
On the north side, on the south side, it would probably be additional parking.
Parking.
On the north side of that, you have Claire's Automotive, and then Hoax is back there.
Studio.
Yep, then you have the recording studio, and then.
And the shed there.
Shed.
It's Jackson.
Main Street and Harry's at one time.
Okay.
Yeah, and then there's, you know, that back part of the IGA too.
Okay.
And Matt's got some ideas, the guy that owns IGA, he's got some ideas of what he wants to see, what he wants to do there, but funding is an issue.
Sure, absolutely.
You know.
Right.
We've all had hard, you know, patch here, so.
Yeah. And to complain, you know, this is a plan that you could use for a lot of years and a lot of funding opportunities. So definitely, but I want to be conscious of that. I don't want to show Taj Mahal if, you know, that's not appropriate either. Small town feel, but it needs.
We have some people that just want to come in and tear it all down and rebuild. And is that feasible? Probably not. I like the historic look and like what they did in Wilton, Iowa of the doing the facades on the front.
That, yep.
I mean, I think that would be great. I mean, we have, you know, Jack's and of course Danny's buildings. You know, they all need a little work, but I mean, that's, I think being able to revitalize, you know, all of that would be.
Okay.
Would be great.
So moving into that realm, we were talking about the public area, but then we're talking about the private area. And I know that gets a little dicey. I don't, you know, obviously we don't all own the private, you know, area, but if, in general, would you see, you're trying to, probably most towns are trying to improve the public area so that maybe some other commercial opportunities come in and you attract other businesses. But would there be some, you know, are, in that whole area, do you see the mix right now changing from commercial and residential or getting more commercial? Or other areas we want to kind of show in a plan that, hey, there's some opportunity to get another strip of commercial in there.
I'd say more commercial.
Well, it's kind of a mix right now. I mean, you've got the part of the studio and the
wall. Yeah, I'd be concerned for it.
Yeah.
Something with commercial, all commercial on the bottom, and if they have the ability, the existing buildings there, if they have the ability to have a residence on top, allowing that. But nothing on no residential commercial.
Right.
I know there is a couple on Bourne that would have to be grandfathered in, I guess, if you will.
And you're gonna have that for sure. And maybe that's if they ever change hands, then maybe you have that opportunity to do something at that point.
Right.
So I won't hit a whole bunch on private because I know that's a touchy subject. It's hard because we really can't show a whole lot on the private.
Right.
Or shouldn't completely. I know some plans do, but we'll probably focus more on the public space, and then generally you're trying to improve that so that naturally other developers and commercial businesses want to move in. I think you guys already said it, but public gathering spaces, I mean, what's occurring in downtown now, or what do you see that you could be having? And some of those could be parks, pavilions, stages, amphitheaters. I know there's offers for that. You know, how many different events do you have or would you want to have? Farmers markets, parades,
they have the fall fest
school events
there that went really well a year or so ago. It was mostly just like homemade goods and they had a food truck. I thought it went really well. Bringing part of Fun Days down there, you know, where they have all the tents and such set up.
Yeah.
And is that probably one of, I mean, I shouldn't say probably, but is that a top priority of the group to try to get more of that public space, public feel, gathering event space in there? And some of these we might be able to show actual parcels that have this on it, but just generally using some of that streetscape for events or roadway to close off, is that kind of a top priority?
Yeah, I would say.
It mixes in there?
Yeah.
Maybe not a top, but it's one of the.
We were talking about that, but I feel like the parking lot too, the parking lot. And some maybe part of that to the village and things like that, so that, I mean, that would be an option for some event,
okay,
space and things, so.
Okay. And then I know that it's in flux, but I think that you guys were talking to, for the amphitheater, or I'm saying it wrong, with the stage park possibility. So maybe as that continues, we could figure that into the plan, the location, what it looks like.
Not sure what's going on, I haven't heard anything else.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Lately about it.
If it does, we can kinda incorporate that, I just don't want two different things going on, it's like, oh, no one thought.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on some of the public gathering on the call?
Josie, you're Nate, have any comment?
And we kinda talked about parking before, but so if I'm hearing right, maybe there's not a parking issue right now, but we wanna think of how parking is laid out so it's kinda organized and maybe makes more space for some of the other things you want.
Yeah, I don't think parking's gonna be an issue, especially if you break that curved road back there by the railroad, if you make it one way, maybe say, hey, you gotta go straight through, you can put some parking back there.
Right.
They have to get permission from the railroad, but.
Yeah.
Even if it's gravel, the railroad, it'd be really easy for the railroad to say yes to.
Right.
Okay. So kinda work it in there, but it's, honestly, a lot of the towns we work in, parking is obvious, is a lot of times the hottest topic, but I'm not necessarily hearing that, and I'm not saying we're gonna just get rid of parking, but it doesn't seem to be the driver here.
Well, right now, it's not, you know, it's not big, that big of an issue.
Okay. Okay.
Depending on.
But make sure it's a nice.
Paying out, yeah, like, you know.
I'd say as long as there's no parking in the square. I mean, it's like, I mean, you don't wanna take, that's the space you wanna use to.
In the square, so we.
Well, I mean, say, or, I mean, I don't think you wanna park in the road, you wanna park in the class in the square, but you don't need that to make it fall on Main Street? Well, no, I mean, just in the center area, I mean, like, where the buildings are, I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah, in the blocks.
Off street?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So then on downtown, and I know we're rushing through it, I'm just trying to get through a bunch of these, and feel free to give other comments beyond this, but other thoughts that maybe I didn't ask in these questions, or other thoughts and feelings that people wanna try to get out of a downtown plan, or what they would love to see in the area, or what maybe we're lacking right now?
I wanna see more businesses downtown.
More businesses?
More retail, restaurants, you know, little boutique shops. I think that would really draw a crowd in. I don't think we need another bar down there per se, but we have the two, well, three with the trackside.
It'd be nice to get a gym, it'd be nice to get a.
Fitness, family, position.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I'd love to have a rec center. I mean, I probably can't afford something like Savoy, but you open up to Unity, all Unity residents or something like that, I don't know.
Yeah, we get some down there, get the whole community going, that's what we need to do.
But a lot of times when we're doing these, I mean, and I'm probably hearing it, but, you know, what really is needed is kinda just that sense of place that, hey, this is downtown, and people that are either in town or out of town know that there's a downtown, it's got some really cool shops in there, really cool areas.
Creating an experience.
Yeah.
The goal.
That's great, an experience.
An ice cream shop.
Okay.
Food, family, fitness.
If I could add one thing, I grew up in a small town called Manitou, just south of Peoria on the river.
Yeah.
And they did a complete renovation on the downtown area too when I was in high school. They had the stage pavilion area as well. And Friday nights, they would actually have the big screen movie. They would project the movie out the next building over onto the big wall. And Saturday night, they would have some type of family-style musician, you know, all-age musician. That is what brings people to the businesses that would be there. So they're able to see what businesses are downtown once they're established.
So you have these public areas, and then,
right,
you know, you guys or the staff can be setting up different opportunities or movie nights or, you know, different farmers market, whoever's organizing a lot of that kind of stuff.
Yep. They had they do character drawings. Two of those guys would set up on each corner of the square.
Okay.
The kids, they asked to go there. It's a really, really fun atmosphere.
Yeah, they either volunteer their time or the city pays them.
Yeah.
And if you don't have restaurants, you can probably bring in food trucks. They are so popular.
Absolutely.
Right.
And they already have it set up so that the taxes and everything, and they have a permit. How does that work, Rob?
Well, they have to get a permit for a yearly permit, and then they have to pay their taxes, what they sell here, back into the community, which that's an accounting thing. So we only have one food truck right now that's participating. So I know pre-pandemic that Loose Cobra would have food trucks. They would bring in a couple food trucks for their events and park them in the IGA parking lot. And he left them. He did that on purpose. It was for his event, but yet they're still open to the public that aren't coming to his event. I like the idea of having the music down there, and but it takes people to run that.
Right.
And people aren't going to volunteer their time every weekend.
Right, I know.
I mean, Fun Day right now is running a movie. They've repainted the community building, painted the back of it, and they're doing a movie in there, which seems to be going okay, but it takes volunteers.
Okay.
So then
school
groups do maybe.
Oh, exactly. I mean, we have an amazing show choir.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they can sponsor. I mean, whether the track and field team is going to sponsor this Friday's, you know, movie or something.
Exactly.
Like that, or
a little donation thing out there for them?
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
So I think probably, you know, the bigger part of this is downtown, but yet then you guys also want us to look at Route 45. You know, so definitely, you know, it's kind of, you know, the corridor going through town, and it turns into Main Street at times. But I think what you guys are looking for was ideas or ways to, again, you know, kind of jazz that up or bring in some welcoming, you know. So the questions there would be, I think I heard it before, you know, maybe on the corporate limits edges, you know, some more welcome signs or some sort of landscaping to kind of.
Which we have that coming.
Okay.
I think there's a picture here somewhere.
Cool.
There's the 4-H, which maybe that's something you guys can work with.
We can just work it into there, yeah.
They're working on signs. They have the funding for one of them. I think should be one on the table. Yeah. That's kind of what they're looking at.
I love it.
And they have the funding for one sign. They need the funding for another, and they're going to try to raise the funding themselves, and the village already pledged. What you don't raise, then we'll kick in.
Okay.
But, no, that's in the works. I think it's a great idea.
And then because, you know, unfortunately time-wise, I might, you know, we might have to kind of, or you guys might have to work on the 45, or I could come back to another planning, but I'll just run through the questions so you kind of know where I was coming from, but we could work on how we get those answers. It's same thing, goals for Route 45. Was it aesthetic, welcoming, placemaking, you know, showing, hey, this is Tolono, landscaping, trees, and then also, obviously, the makeup of commercial or, you know, what is along 45? Again, that's harder to change because it's already there. But like downtown, just what do you envision? Either more of something or beautify what's already there? And then we talked about the limits, but I think, you know, when we talk about the limits, that's probably where the welcome signs are at, but obviously we're probably not doing something all the way out there, but then we kind of have the in-town area. The challenges, obviously, that's an IDOT right away. You got the railroad right away on the other side. So unlike downtown, we can't do a whole lot in that area, but we can try to work with IDOT and the businesses that are off to that side. But that's an area. area where you just don't have a lot of public village right away, but we still wanna show some plan there. So those are the challenges. You know, I kinda wanna get an idea from traffic, you know, either just getting people back and forth. You know, we do the downtown, we're trying to get a lot of foot traffic, bike traffic, school traffic. You know, just trying to get an idea from you guys. Are people walking? Are there crosswalks? Is it safe now? Could it be better? You know, are there too many driveways? You know, are there too many intersections? What do you see going on just in the in-town area? And again, that's a challenging question, but just trying to see what you see there. So those are some of the questions. And I apologize, I have to run here, but I have two meetings at the back-to-back. But maybe if you guys could either hear or afterwards be talking about the Route 45 part where I could come back. And then ultimately, you know, I want to try to, Jared, do the board the same thing. Maybe not in the board meeting, but maybe afterwards or before. Do you think that would work if we kind of went through the same questions?
Absolutely.
For, you know, 30 minutes or 45 minutes after, say, the next board meeting?
Absolutely.
Rob, you think that's a good idea? Okay. So I'll leave these questions. People on the phone can, you know, we could probably scan in some of these questions. But Wade, would you be kind of willing to kind of corral some of the questions and answers? And we can work together and get some of, I wrote down a ton of notes, but we can follow up with some of our thoughts on these.
Sure. Absolutely. And then you have a scanned copy of the map.
I can send it to you.
I can hang on to those. I'll send it out to everybody.
I'll send you, I'll do that. I'll send you the electronic PDF of that.
Yeah, and we'll hang on to those.
Okay. Well, this is just first step. A lot more to come. But I love hearing all those ideas. Appreciate it. I'll be back, and then we'll just keep doing this, okay? Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks.
Yep, see you guys.
And Danny.
What's this?
We'll go ahead and go move to you.
Okay.
What do you got going on downtown?
I'm putting a roof on the building.
Okay.
At 120 East Main.
Okay. What's coming? We haven't seen a plan or anything in paperwork.
I'm sorry?
Mark's finally got some paperwork.
Right here.
So this is kind of like a fact-finding time. What are your plans for your stuff downtown? What do you want to do? And what can we do to help you be successful and get your stuff downtown going?
Well, one, on the building that I'm working on, or was working on, until I got the stop order, it leaked. So we're putting a new roof on it. I don't see anywhere in the ordinance that says that I have to get a building permit to put a roof on.
Well, I read through the building permit thing, it says to extend, enlarge, move, or alter structurally, reconstruct principal or accessory structure that would part thereof in the building permit area.
I'm not changing the structure. All I'm
doing, you're raising it, aren't you?
Maybe 3 foot.
But that, I mean, that's changing it. That's what they're.
I think that's ridiculous.
Alter structurally. I mean, you're putting trusses on it. I mean, that's the way I read it anyway. So.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it just looks like you need a building permit.
That's
how
we
read it.
That's somewhere I read it. There's
yeah.
Change.
Okay. If that's the case, where on the building permit does it call for a roof to be put on?
Say that one more time.
I'm sorry?
Say that one more time.
Where on the permit?
Yeah. Where on the permit does it say, it says adding an accessory, demolishing, new construction, or remodeling? Is that just considered remodeling because you're putting a roof on?
Well, if you're, I mean, you keep saying putting a roof on.
Yeah.
That's replacing the roof is replacing the existing what's already there. So if you would have tore up the plywood, laid more plywood down, and put the rubber roof on what was originally there, it wouldn't have been an issue.
That's
but,
just a maintenance issue. Yeah.
Right. And that's just like you re-roofing your house, you know, but not changing the pitch or the height of it. What you've done is you've gone in and you've added height to it and changed the pitch.
Correct.
So, I mean, Jamie, what's
Read that again. I don't have it here.
To extend the large unit alter structurally.
Stop. Right there, it says it right there.
Yeah, that's it.
So, I mean.
Can you take off the mask so I can hear you?
No, I won't. That's that, that kind of, you know, it says it right there.
Yeah, to extend, like I said, to extend, enlarge, move, alter structurally is under the building permit.
Okay.
Part of it, which are altering structurally.
I mean, I think it's great that you're doing stuff with those buildings down there, cause you know, you and I had talked a year and a half ago about the one small building when I was interested in it, but it was too much work for me.
Okay.
Personally, and I think it's great you're putting forth the effort and the money to make it habitable again. But we wanna make sure it's being done right. I mean, if you need a permit for it, if you're changing the structure of it, just call one of us, send us in a drawing of what you're wanting to do and let us look at it and then make sure we're taking the right steps and you're taking the right steps to do it the right way.
You're telling me that I should call you to confirm everything before I do it, but yet in the ordinance says you're supposed to contact me if you think I'm in a violation. Did you do that other than send me a letter from an attorney?
We did, and I'll let.
No, no.
I will let Justin address that.
I mean, the notice has to be sent in a particular way, which is why it was done that way. And it laid out in there.
It says.
The specific, hold on, Denny, you can talk in just a second. The, it lays out the specific provisions, so there was no mistaking what we were talking about. And I'd have to concur with these guys that the issue is structurally altered. There's a provision that says normal repairs not involving structural alterations may be made without a permit.
Yes.
All that's happened is a notice has went out saying, here's what the violation is. Come to the meeting so that it can be a fact-finding discussion about what's your plans, can we walk hand in hand and try and figure out a way to do this together. No one's trying to say you can't do something. It's give them the information so that they can assess what to do next. So if you look at the code, what it talks about is getting supporting documentation, site plan, there's particular information they want, purpose, they're changing the building. For example, someone said earlier about putting residential in the tops of some of these buildings. And is that something that changes the use and needs to be looked at? Whether everything's up to code, life and safety. For residential use. I think that's what they want to know. I don't speak for them, obviously, but the idea is putting the cards out there on the table so an informed decision can be made.
Okay.
And, Denny, you and I have been in other places together before. We're not trying to rush this to a court situation. I don't think that's efficient or effective, and we're just trying to kind of talk through the issue now. I'm here because I knew that after you spoke with them, you had concerns about the letter, so I wanted to be here in case you had direct things I could answer. But the point of the letter was to provide the notice required under the code and lay out specifically what the provisions were so that there would be no question. So do you have an ability to pull together some kind of plan or description?
Yep, that's right.
I turned it in after the day you and I talked. I turned it in.
I don't think you and I talked about this one, have we? Until I saw you here tonight.
Well,
I don't think we've talked for about a year plus. But
okay.
I could be off.
There's somebody else I talked to who is the building official.
You talked to
the building official.
Yeah, talk to me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to him.
And
said,
you turned it into the office.
Right.
And then we brought it here to the meeting tonight to talk about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I was told that we'd try to get a special meeting and get it done. So
that's,
you know,
yes,
the
I
paper
know.
That we put on it is tearing off because I can't work on it. The winds and everything.
Well, and we had that discussion too, that I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get enough people together. I'm just seeing this tonight. And, you know, I know there was two or three of those nights that I would not have been able to attend.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that would have caused a little bit of issue, and but so but we're here now. So what do we need to do to help you move forward?
Apparently, if I need what's that fall under?
Did she not, did Rand not put it on there?
I don't think she did, guys, because we're gonna discuss it tonight. So we're gonna discuss it after the meeting tonight. You guys were, I'm sorry. So that's why I don't think her, fee was on there, because it was gonna be discussed tonight.
Well, it needs the variance approved.
Why?
Well, not the way this is written, it doesn't need a variance. And that was something else we needed to find out too, does it need a variance? Does it need?
Well, depending on what zone and what the height restrictions are, if it, if it.
No, that's why we're discussing tonight, just to put it out there. That's why I told Danny, we're all meeting tonight.
That's a sense of danger, do you not feel that?
That's okay.
Unless you change everything in the ordinance from the previous ordinance book, technically I could put apartment above that building.
On the one we're talking about?
Yeah, because in the previous ordinance, it says.
But we're not in the previous ordinance, we're in the current.
Okay, did you change all the ordinances as far as what they say?
Not all of them. And I'm, I have not gone through the whole thing here in the last week to look at it either.
Says in a, I think it's considered a commercial, business.
Central.
Central business or something, that by rights you can do a, an apartment on the second floor.
But that building doesn't have a second floor.
You can make a second floor and do an apartment up there. I'm not wanting to do that, but I'm just saying, raising it up 3 foot, you know, I could have gone 8 foot or 10 foot, and it should have been still, applicable in that situation. But I raised 2 foot, 3 foot, whatever it is on the south end, so we'd have a better slant, so we wouldn't have this problem again.
So what are your plans for the flower shop? Are you doing kind of some more work to get it up and put somebody else in there?
Eventually, yes.
You have a tenant that's gonna go on this one, is it?
Possibly.
Retail or?
I've got people who are asking me for space.
For business or?
Businesses.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, I like hearing if there's gonna be a business coming, so, any thoughts? Josie or Nate have any thoughts?
What did you say my business is?
A business.
Yeah, which property are we talking about?
It's,
120.
120 Main Street, it's the small building where they started the roof downtown, next to the old flower shop.
I mean, when I say, I mean, you're covering everything, like, I can't necessarily hear everything, because you're moving.
Okay. Mark, you're the building inspector, what is your, what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, just, everybody wants to see the town grow. Do you wanna see the town grow? You do, right? I mean, you've been here, you're one of the pillars of Toledo.
Been here my whole life, yes.
Absolutely. So really, the concern and everybody's concern here is, we wanna see the town grow, we wanna see it look better.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda like what Wade said, what can we do to help you improve that? You know, and that's the thing, and, that's why we're discussing here, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Part of the.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was saying, part of the concept of helping improve, helping businesses to improve their buildings, was the TIF district when they put it in. And the concept was, there would be money there that they could loan out at 0% or low interest rates, so a guy could go ahead and spend money on the building and pay it back as he gets it. But it's been 18, 20 years and that's never taken place. I don't know if they've helped anybody with low interest rate loans. So it's hard, you know, to keep everything up all the time, especially when you don't have businesses in there. And we opened the flower shop, and within a year, Walmart came in, and it cut our throat. You know, and it's like Jack mentioned down at his place, business was good as long as the IGA store was there. But when it closed, downtown died.
True, so we wanna, as a community, not just as, you know, us in this room, as a community, we wanna see grow down here.
Of course.
So whatever we can do, Danny, I mean, and you own quite a few buildings down here.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we can do and, you know, to see that happen, I know you've been to a few of these where we've got some developers, we've got some people interested in Tolono to do that very thing. So, getting back to the roof, I'm sorry.
Okay.
The roof thing, if, what do you guys think? I mean, you guys are the zoning planning, I'm not putting it back on you, if he's putting a roof on, I mean.
I mean, how does it, you know, I was trying to find it here, does it still fall within the height requirements?
I think it does, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
I was trying to find it and I couldn't find it right off here.
No, I don't think that's gonna be an issue there.
Okay, I mean.
The height was, no, it's under what the
flower shop is.
Flower shop's got a part of it.
It's within the height.
Not an issue, no.
Where's the water gonna go off the roof?
I'm sorry?
Where's the water gonna go?
On my property.
On your property?
Yep.
That's my big concern about downtown, so.
That old roof I got a little bit of slope to it, then, I mean, it drains somewhere.
It drains to the north, same as we do now.
So it's going the same place.
There could drain back there somewhere.
Yeah.
We talked about taking it to the west, but then that's your property, so it went to the north. But with that length of a roof, you need more of a slant than what they put on.
Oh, yeah.
I imagine that Polly had a pitched roof when it was first built. That was Ding Moore's barber shop.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And there was a gap between it and the flower shop building. And then they closed that together, and I think that's when they put the slanted roof on. It slanted a little bit to the west and then to the north. But it's just, they didn't put a big enough slant on it.
Yeah.
We was trying to correct that so we wouldn't have a problem.
Right, the little flower roofs, you know, they don't drain very well.
Well, when we bought the flower shop, it had a single story, and it was a flat roof, and it dropped 4 feet in a 90-foot stretch. Wasn't enough to even, you know, get leaked constantly. That's why we put the second, roof on it higher.
Yeah.
So to help move this on, they got your paperwork now, at least one copy. Mm-hmm. Probably everyone needs time to look at it. Can you set up a time to have Mark or whomever come out and inspect and make sure they don't have some concern that the structural alteration from the roof isn't going to affect walls, and then we can get this moving along.
I'm ready to go now anytime. So,
okay.
Mark, what's your schedule like? Where you can meet up with?
I can pop in there tomorrow or next day.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your schedule like?
As long as the permit and everything.
My schedule changes hourly.
Okay. Well, I get your number, so I'm just calling you.
Call me and
I'll just meet you there.
And Danny, if in the future with any of your properties, if you're going to do something like that, like just changing the height, width, pitch, whatever, come to us and just say, hey, this is an idea that I've got. This is something I'm thinking about doing.
Just call me.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a building, yeah, but if you think it might encroach with or have a zoning impact or whatever, just call myself, Jamie, Rich, any of us, and we can sit down and look at it and then avoid this in the future.
Well,
because like I said, I want to see all your businesses succeed. And seeing you bring in more people downtown is great. I love seeing that. So
we want to see the community grow. We do. We want to see downtown. I know after the IGA went through all that, I know that really took the
edge. Okay.
So
under your zoning ordinance, it says notice of violation, whenever the building official or zoning administrator determines there's a violation to the chapter or has reasonable grounds to believe that the violation has occurred, notice shall be given to the owner, person, or responsible, therefore in a matter described below, be in writing, include date of the violation established, and the notice served, include description of the real estate, sufficient identity, which you did, include a statement of reason why, include a correction order allowing a reasonable time for action not to exceed 60 days. And you violated that.
And then it goes on and says, or otherwise cease the violation. And then elsewhere it says they have the authority to issue a stop work order. So it's not a singular thing that they have to say, you have 60 days to do whatever you want.
No,
they
have
the ability,
60 days to correct the problem.
They have the ability to say, stop it until you can come in here and provide some information. And I think what we're trying to do is move this thing forward.
Okay.
Instead of go back on what you think is a violation of the ordinance, because it's not. who took the time to look through it. I mean, if you want to try and set up an inspection, I think that's the positive next step here. And these guys can finish looking at whatever paperwork they have, if you have a conversation with them, but I'm not sure that going back to, you shouldn't have gotten a notice in the first place is really doing anything.
I think we should have got a notice, but not through an attorney.
The attorney is merely a conduit for the board, so.
Yeah.
Having my name on there doesn't change anything. It's issued under their authority.
I'm kind of old school. I think man to man, come in and say, hey, you're in violation, fix it. What do we, here's what you need to do to fix it. And nobody did that.
So going,
We're already past that, I guess.
Going forward, okay.
Go ahead and set the appointment with Mark to meet up and let him take a look at what you've got going on and see if there's any other issues, Mark.
Okay.
Then shoot all of us a quick email, and as long as everything's good to go, Danny, what we'll do is we'll call a special meeting. Rob, we can do that all virtually if we need to, because I'm going to be out of town next week. And we have to do, I think, 48-hour notice on that, and I'll get back with Mark Miller, make sure all that's done right. And we'll get this moving forward just as quick as we can. Now, like I said before, don't think this was we're attacking Danny. It's not, because we want to see you move forward with your plans downtown. But in the future, just if you're doing something like that, just let us know.
Okay.
Okay? So go ahead and set that appointment up with Mark.
I'll set it tomorrow morning.
And then we'll go forward from there.
Okay.
All right, I'll pop in. Okay.
And if there's anything that I ever do as far as a stop order or whatever, or a stop work, or a notice to appear, I always consult with Mark Miller and Mr. Brenner first. I don't just go and do them. That's not what I'm here for. So I think that I followed the correct procedure. And if I didn't, either Mark Miller or Justin would have told me otherwise. So, but that's all I have on it.
Sound good, then?
I'm good.
Okay.
I didn't know you didn't like getting letters from me that much.
It's, to me, it's a threatening letter saying, you know, if you don't do this, this, and this, you're going to court.
It's to be clear.
Yeah.
You know how that is. If I'm not clear with people, then they say they didn't know.
Yeah,
so.
I just
I'm sure we probably had this conversation before. Everyone thinks I'm picking on that particular person, but it's just, I'm dealing with whatever the problem is at the moment.
Yeah, I'm old school. Just come on and say, hey, you screwed up, here's what you gotta do. And, you know, here we are. Okay.
So we're good?
We're good.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That goes to Mark.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys kind of came in late. Did y'all have a public comment or anything?
Excuse me, before we go to them, can I ask one question? Can we go ahead and tack down the paper that's on
yes,
the roof?
Yes,
the
yes, you sure can. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, my wife walked by there today and said that was kind of,
yeah,
like
it's really
kind
starting
of
to rip off the south end of it.
Yeah,
this wind today.
Yeah,
wind'll
do it.
Yeah.
No, I know.
All right,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you, Danny.
Yep, thanks, Danny.
I live on, me and my mother live on 104 East Reynolds. We have a property over on Borsey that used to be Rita Wilson's. Upon her death, her family took that over, her siblings. And Randy, the youngest of the siblings, has took it upon himself to put his kids in there. Right now, I got a pile of trash roughly 4 foot high and probably 12 to 14 feet long and about 6 feet wide. Guess what's happening right now with the wonderful weather? It's all over. Every day I pick up a plastic bag full of trash. This ain't the first time. This has been going on for a long time. I've gone over to the town hall or office and talked to them. I think I've talked to you even one time about this, and it's been quite a while ago, over a year. There's just all kinds of violations going on over there.
Is
all
there
I can say
in the
is
house
if
still? I thought they moved out for a little while.
God, I wish they would. I wish they would. I wish lightning would strike the damn thing.
So this is the one we've talked about over and over again. There was they had a leak in the sewer.
With me?
Correct. I'm the one who told
you. You've been kind of in the emails a little bit. There was a leak in their sewer where the sewer was just running into the crawl space.
Okay.
pipe came disconnected from the toilet.
Raw sewer down there.
Yeah, it was just dropping.
And,
I just want them anything.
And it's just, the property is a complete disaster.
Anyhow, this is what we're dealing with, and I don't know if, I mean, Jamie, Rich, you know where we live.
Yeah.
We keep the place up really nice.
Yep.
And it's just,
This is Jared Robbins over here, he's one of the village board members.
How you doing?
On my board. Jared's main focus is these nuisance properties, and.
I imagine.
And, and as a board as a whole, we don't do a good job doing follow-up, and I'll be the first one to admit it, that's completely on us. We'll get really hard on them, we'll send out some letters, and then we just back off. And I want to change that, because we get busy on other projects, and then we forget about the nuisance, since us, some good folks like you come in, and then you tell us about, you know, like, you remind us again, like, ah, okay, yes, we need to start working on this. And, like, we just tore down two houses over on Reynolds, can't remember the addresses of them, we just tore two of those down because they're empty, they're nasty.
Yeah.
So we just tore those down, we tore down the Esda shed, that was all done in the last 2 weeks. So we want to be proactive on this again, and that's why I kind of sick Jared on it, because he stays focused, and he's really super focused on these lists.
Well, that place right now, they got tarps nailed over the backside of the building.
He had a permit for that porch for a while, and I don't think he ever completed it, so I think we're gonna wrap, there's a couple properties that we've given warnings, and they started projects and never finished them, even though they promised that they would. So we're gonna wrap around, and we're gonna come after those again too, and.
I mean, there's cars sitting out back, there's cars in front that have been sitting there well over time.
I agree, so we need to circle back around on that, I apologize.
But the garbage thing, I mean, this is just taking it too far. You know, I challenge any one of you to go and sit and watch that. I mean, you would be infuriated real quick. It's just, there's no place for this. There is no.
I agree. I totally agree.
And if you had to look at it, you would do something.
This board is another board that's formed too, so you're in the right spot. Because with, between the zoning and planning and Jared on my board, we're trying to do a team effort on that kind of stuff, and then. Got a lawyer here, so.
Yeah, you know, just for a little perspective, if, the way this usually ends up working is, you try and do it cost effectively by sending out letters to people and say, come on, just take care of your problem. And when that doesn't work, they, initially you guys do it through the village, and then through Mark Miller, and then if we're gonna have to actually go to court, then someone gets ahold of me, and then we do it. But that takes time too, you know, by the time you get someone served, and you're paying for all this stuff to happen, you gotta get them served with a piece of paper, show up in court, talk with the judge, hopefully get it resolved. If that doesn't work, force them to go through it. And like the demolitions, I think, if I'm remembering right, that's old property on Reynolds. That was a long drawn out deal. Everyone can look and see the property is a problem, but because we're the government taking someone's real estate, which is a big deal, we have to really go through a lot of hoops in order to make that happen. So
the Daggy property was pretty easy once we took a different direction. We just
if the person agrees basically to walk away, it can be easier, but short of that, and they have to be like the sole owner, they can't have a mortgage, they can't have anything else going on. Short of that, it can get a little complicated.
This
so
will,
I'm not saying you shouldn't
my
be
understanding
it just,
on this
it
property
takes a lot.
Is it goes to the sibling.
Okay.
And the youngest one is the one who kids.
This one we've had a little bit of a problem with on who actually owns
what's
it.
Hey, Jared, what's the address? What would that address be?
311 North Worcester Street.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Is that the house?
This one we've been on our list for a long time.
Is this the house?
We really need to.
Yeah. You'll know real quick once you drive.
I don't see this list.
Hey, Jared.
I see.
Maybe we need to send that list to you.
If you guys get it elevated beyond Mark, then I get contact.
There has been offers made for that property. The people that live immediately to the south of it.
That's the relative.
Did try to buy it at one time, but the youngest sibling.
With the one on 403 East Army?
That's the sister.
Of that property?
Yeah.
So it's not like it's.
So that's the family.
There's been efforts made, it's just.
Yeah,
they'll be
there
for the same
way. I mean, I'm familiar with
yeah,
it.
And that's
but I don't get
like we're refocusing and really starting to go after something.
Oh, yeah.
But that's
I feel bad for you guys.
Hey, we're down.
I mean,
that's
really
just
this
an eyesore.
Whatever.
I appreciate it very much.
didn't have a semis out there.
Yeah, they come and go.
They come and go, I haven't seen it for a while, so.
No, they come and go, and he, that's another thing, whenever he pulls a semi in, he parks it on the road.
Well, I think I included you on that one.
I mean, the guy really doesn't, he's just, I guess he's above it, you know, wherever that is.
Just keep, like I told you when I talked to you, it's been a while back, just keep honest.
Been over a year, yeah.
Keep honest, because, like I said, we get busy on other projects and we kind of, the nuisance property's always there. They'll get compliance with one or two of them, it's like, it's a win, and then we'll kind of forget about it for a little bit, until you guys come forward, it's like, well, what about this one? You got a win over here, you know, get this one.
Well, it's nice to see them other places get cleaned up, don't get me wrong,
but you're important too, so we need to.
And that's one thing Rob and I have been talking a lot about here lately, is having some shared responsibility between the two boards and getting formality around it, what we can and can't do, and have Jared kind of head up the stuff on the nuisance list, and then you're adding a whole other set of people, more eyes and ears and hands on, that can go forward and look at these issues and hold more people accountable to get something done. So that's something that Rob and I have been working together on to put into place here real quick.
And I learned really quick, I couldn't do it all myself, because I was trying the first couple of years trying to do it all myself, and that's when I started directing board members, this is your focus, this is your focus, because it got to the point where I'm like, okay, there's not enough time.
No, you get, what you need to do is surround yourself with the best people.
And that's what I'm trying to do, that's why this board was handpicked, and it was, everybody was picked on this board for a reason, for something that they do, you know, we've got a banker, we've got a real estate guy, we've got, you know, everybody was picked construction for a reason, because we wanted a mix to get an idea and get a cross section of the community. So, I can't handpick the other board, that's up to the village to handpick that one, so.
Good luck with that too.
But no,
Vote for me in April.
Alright, well, that's all.
Yeah, that wasn't official, though.
Well, we appreciate you coming there.
Yes, absolutely, thank you very much. And that's the thing, I love them all coming to the board.
Whatever you can do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. What was your name again?
Terry Baker.
You live across the street?
104 East Reynolds.
104 East Reynolds, right there on the corner, big old white, red shutter. 485-3135, anytime you need to talk to me, I'm there.
Don't repeat that, this is a recorded meeting.
Oh.
And it's broadcasted, so, yeah.
Everybody call him tonight.
You're not gonna get too far, we got phone answers. Yeah, let it ring. Alright, well, thank you, appreciate it.
Alright, discussion of the annexation of 315 Woodworth Drive. So, this has been ongoing for a while, there was an issue with forms or whatnot, so.
Did you get your forms?
No, I did not. Well, kind of, but.
Denny had forms, he could have shared.
This is the wrong thing. So, what we're gonna do is we don't have to do that.
Sure, that's not it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, we'll go off the standard case schedule.
Okay, alright.
So, before, I know you were asking for a whole list of things, and some of those just, they're not gonna be able to do.
Right.
What we had talked about with Mark Miller and us the last couple of times was branch pickup, Rob had mentioned a couple of things too, it was the brush pickup, the snowplow, the maintenance on the street would be probably shared with the township, and then when they take the sewer project south, hooking you, get that whole strip up at that time. And if that's acceptable to you guys, then I can get a letter sent off to Mark and the board, and then next week they can vote on it at their next meeting. Or they have to wait, they don't have to wait 15 days.
I don't think so.
No, so.
Alright, I still wanna build a pole barn.
How big and where at?
We've got a detached garage.
Let me tell you about pole barns.
Affordable shed.
Denny can help me on this one. No. I would build it now before you get an extension, saying, build it next week.
You gonna give me the money to do it, I will do it. I need $45,000.
That's cheap.
I don't want a glamorous one, I just want a nice one.
I mean, if, you might need to look into that a little bit more, before we annex it in.
I want a building that I can put stuff in.
How big?
I've been looking at 40 by 60.
How tall?
16-foot clear span.
I think our ordinance is 12.
Fourteen, sixteen.
I thought we got all kinds of numbers right now. It needs to be taller than it was, because you couldn't get an F-250 in a truck with our ordinance way over it.
I was thinking that too on something, cause it, yeah, you almost have to put a pretty flat roof on it.
And we already talked about the pitch of roofs.
Yeah.
And that's why my detached shop, the garage is the way it is, it clears my roof right about off the edge, the door is all the way up.
That was something I was hoping would get changed in this.
Yeah, that came across my mind here a while back too,
We probably need to get some changes. Yeah, cause we really need to talk, cause vehicles are taller, everybody's driving SUVs now.
So do you want us, I mean, I can make the recommendation to the board based on what we just talked about, or we can look into the whole, what you would like to eventually put there and maybe get that added on.
I mean, if you put language in there that allows me to build a pole barn, then yeah, annex away, but I just don't want to annex and then not be able to build my pole barn.
This property is unique.
It's gonna have concrete floor, it's gonna be insulated, I mean, gonna have plumbing out to it ideally. I mean, it's gonna be a nice space, it's not gonna be like, you know, tin roof rusted.
But these are saying the height and the limits, I mean, the height limits and stuff, I wouldn't see it be an issue anyway.
He already has one detached.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he already has two structures on the property.
Of course, my wife's been talking about building a breezeway between the house and the garage.
Can you build a breezeway between the house and the pole barn?
That would help.
That would.
That would help you, that would actually fit right in our ordinance, so.
That'd help you, the breezeway.
So I'll email Mark tomorrow and get his thoughts on it.
He knows about it, we talked about it with him before.
Okay, we'll get it in emails, we have a paper trail on it, and then we'll talk about it later on.
Okay, yeah, don't mean to throw a wrench in things, I wanna.
You've thrown a lot of wrenches lately.
Yeah, well, I have some other words for you later.
Recording?
Yeah.
Are you doing it this year?
No.
No.
Probably not. My wife would kill me if I did.
Yeah, oh no, you know.
Before I break my porch.
Any more on that? Alright, anything else for the good of the order? Alright, well, the next meeting will be April 14th this year. Here at the police station at 6 o'clock.